So I am going to discuss limiting paradigm and enabling paradigm. New words, new concept. For example, constraints. I have said about constraints. What is constraint? A machine or an element in my organization which is limiting my performance. Machine which is a bottleneck. Machine which is not allowing me to make any progress. Constraint. What is my limiting paradigm about my constraint? My limiting paradigm is we believe that most of the constraints are out of control. What to do? I am not able to do anything. I am helpless. It is out of my control. It is my destiny. It is my bad luck. I am not able to do anything. That is my limiting paradigm, and I keep on working with that limiting paradigm. TOC will help me to change that paradigm to enabling paradigm. I must change my paradigm. And TOC will help me to change that paradigm. And what is this changed paradigm? We start believing that most of the constraints are within our control. And we find ways to make the best of them. I can, that is what I say, I can, we can. We believe that most of the constraints are within our control. And we find ways to make best of them and exploit the constraint, elevate the constraints, find out what all I can do to exploit the constraint. We must change our limiting paradigm to the enabling paradigm. Complexity. Our process is very complex. And what is my limiting paradigm? I believe that things are very complex. It is beyond my limit. I am not able to work on it. So we try to simplify them by breaking them up into simpler parts, optimize each part. Maybe we have to change the design because we feel that it is too much complex. And TOC helps me to convert that limiting paradigm into enabling paradigm. What is enabling paradigm? I start believing that there is inherent simplicity in all the simple, on all the complex systems. There is inherent simplicity, and we then focus our efforts to find out that simplicity and capitalize on that simplicity. It is possible. Today, you may not agree with me, but at the end of the day, you will be convinced that there is inherent simplicity in all the complex systems, and we must focus our efforts to find out what is that simplicity and capitalize on it. TOC teaches me this, to change my paradigm. In the coming chapters, we will be discussing conflicts. I must do this, and then next time I feel I must do this. And these two things are completely opposite. Conflict. I have to do this also. I have to do this also. And both are exactly opposite. What should I do? Should I do this? Should I do this? Both are important. I don't know how to solve this conflict. So what is the limiting paradigm? We find that most conflicts lead to win-lose or lose-win. For example, discussions with unions, sometimes we find that management loses, they win. compromise. Or we win, they lose. We lose, they win, something like that. And so we seek the best compromise, which can be even lose-lose. TOC teaches me to change my paradigm to enabling paradigm, which says we believe that win-win solution is always possible. Win-win solution is always possible. Very positive thinking. And not only positive thinking, not only hollow, but based on some solid background. Win-win. We believe that win-win solution is always possible and we strive to find win-win solution. How nice. Win-win solution. It is possible. Then, always we find that there are uncertainties. We don't know what will happen. Completely uncertain. What is our limiting paradigm? Certain paradigm looks for uncertainty. So we look for formulas to calculate optima. We want a complete 100% certainty. Because we are not able to work with uncertainty. That is our paradigm. 100%. And we struggle. In business situation, some uncertainty will be there. We find, what is our enabling paradigm? We find good enough degree of certainty. Good enough. May not be 100%. Good enough degree of certainty and use feedback to improve and sustain. So, we are able to move even in spite of uncertainty. In business situations, bad behavior will be there. Some people will not cooperate. Some people will pull our legs. Some people will use bad words, insulting words. There will not be some teamwork. Leg pulling will be there. What is our limiting paradigm? We believe that some people are just bad. By nature, we accept this fact and we must get rid of them. We always think that we must get rid of such people. But enabling paradigm, TOC will teach me enabling paradigm, we believe that people are inherently good. See, drastic change in thinking. People are inherently good. We seek to get rid of bad assumptions about the people. We assume, yes, that he must be doing it to teach me a lesson. He must be doing it to put me down. Assumptions. We must not get rid of people. We must get rid of assumptions about the people. Bad assumptions about the people. That is what TOC is teaching. TOC is focusing. TOC is major paradigm shift. TOC is a cause and effect analysis. TOC is a major paradigm shift from viewing organizations as systems of independent variables to viewing them as systems of dependent variables. In some other words, earlier I have said it, that in the system, there are no independent variables working. They are dependent variables. So, they have to interact positively with each other. and make the organization as a successful organization. Because major paradigm shift we have to do, that we organizations are not independent variables like purchase is working independently, marketing is working independently, service is working independently. No, they are all dependent variables. Change this paradigm. KOC is making a paradigm shift. TOC is about focusing. TOC guides us to identify the areas where one needs to focus. Just think how much we are lacking in this aspect. Our paradigms are wrong. We always think negatively. We must change our paradigms. Number two, we must focus on something what we must focus. We must know where we should focus. There are several challenges that business face every day. TOC helps us to identify and prioritize the actions that are needed to so as to get maximum benefit to the business quickly. So many things we should do. But there are so many things which we should not do. We must focus on some elements which give maximum benefits to the organization quickest manner. Then TOC is about improving the flow. What is flow? We make a beginning, operation number one. It must flow to the next operation without any idle time, without any loss of time. Continuous flow. And if it affects, we must focus why the flow is getting affected. There are many interruptions in operations that cause delays. There are queues. There are delays. There are stops. And there are many other problems in manufacturing operations. Setup time. Idle time. Breakdowns. Delays. Queues. TOC provides a systematic way to identify and prioritize the causes of such delays. Cause and effect. I go on a machine and I know that that machine is a constraint, and I find that that constraint machine is idling. This is the biggest sin what can be. Constraint machine is idling. It cannot be accepted. TOC provides a systematic way to identify and prioritize the causes of such delays. Delay in the flow. That cannot be accepted. TOC helps in streamlining and improving the flow substantially. Flow. Not WIP, not inventory. Not efficiency, not local efficiency, not local improvement. Flow is important. So many things. Paradigm shift, focus, improving flow. So many things. TOC is about managing the weakest link. There is a link. I inspect the link. And I find out which is the weakest link, and I manage that weakest link, because I know that weight of the link is not important, strength of the link is important. In businesses, we look after cost. Cost is like weight of the link. So we struggle to reduce the cost. That means we struggle to reduce the weight of the link. It is not correct. We must focus on improving the strength of the chain by improving the strength of the weakest link. Very, very clear. Organizations are systems. Systems consist of a group of related functions that interact cooperatively so as to achieve common goal, we have said earlier. Synergy amongst the various parts of a system can be achieved not by maximizing the performance of each component. For example, if I have to improve the strength of the chain, I need not improve every link of the chain. That will only increase the weight of the chain. I must focus on weakest link. That only will improve the strength of my chain. Synergy can be achieved by coordinating and synchronizing the efforts of all parts of the system. This is one more thing coming. Synchronize, coordinate. In the principles of management, we have seen coordination. Synchronize, then synergy can be achieved. Harmony can be achieved. Stability can be achieved. Synergy can be achieved by coordinating and synchronizing the efforts of all parts of the system. Manage the weakest link. Some parts of the system might have to operate at less than their full capacity. For example, if my target is 30,000, but the first machine has a capacity of 50,000, then there is no meaning in utilizing that first operation in three shifts at 130% efficiency. That will create only inventory for me, because the next machines do not have that much capacity, and nor it is required also by a customer. Some parts of the system might have to operate at less than their full capacity. What is our paradigm? I must utilize every machine fully. That will create only inventory. Then it is necessary for some parts of the system not to be fully efficient for the success of the system. Therefore, system optimum is not the sum of the local optima. Machine number 1, optimum. Machine number 2, optimum. The sum of all this optima is not the system optimum. Weakest link is the important thing. Chain analogy. In business system, it is the capacity of one element that determines the maximum possible performance of the whole business. One element. Organization system is like a chain. Chain of various operations. What determines the performance? The strength of the chain is determined by the strength of weakest link. Never forget it. Never forget. If you have to improve the strength of the chain, do not improve the strength of every link. Improve the strength of weakest link, because other links are anyway strong. You don't have to worry about them. Don't waste your time on improving the strongest links. Look after the weakest link. In the underlying theme of the components of a system is their interrelatedness, their interdependency. They are not independent, they are interdependent. Any organization succeeds or fails as a complete system, not as collection of isolated independent parts. If purchase fails, organization fails. Purchase is not an isolated independent part. So if there is a failure, organization succeeds or fails as a complete system. Theory of constraints says, rather than reducing cost everywhere, the wise thing would be to find a leverage point in an organization that will take it to the much higher level of performance. Our paradigm is reduce cost everywhere. And we tend to reduce the cost in wrong things also, which ultimately affects the throughput. TOC wisdom is, rather than reducing cost everywhere, the wise thing would be find a leverage point in an organization. Like Archimedes said, give me a lever and I will move the earth. Leverage point, where I will be able to just, I will put the lever and I will move the thing. And then take the organization to the much higher level of performance. We have to find out that leverage point. When the whole system is dependent upon the cooperation of all elements, the weakest link determines the strength of the chain. Understand, I was telling you about a production line where the customer requirement is 30,000 per day and all other machines are able to produce 30 to 35,000 per day, but there is one imported machine which is able to produce only 25 to 26,000 per day. In that case, in spite of other machines having more than 30,000 capacity, I am able to produce only 25 to 36,000 maximum, and to that extent, every day 4,000 to 5,000 parts are going less to the customer. Customer is becoming angry. In spite of my most beautiful performance everywhere, my customer is unhappy. And that is because of my weakest link. I must do everything. And what is that everything is going to come in the next chapter. I must do everything to elevate that constraint, to optimize that constraint, to concentrate, to focus on that constraint, to exploit the constraint. Exploit is a really a little negative word. But here Dr. Goldratt uses this word. Exploit the constraint, then only your customer will become happy. The excess capacity, as some other links, is of little value. For example, in that system of manufacturing, every machine has 30 to 35,000 capacity per day. What is the use? Even if I make 35,000, they will lie in the inventory because there is a machine which is not able to consume that kind of a inventory. So, the production of 35,000 on that machine is an overproduction, not required. I must stop that machine actually. I must see that the weakest link, that bottleneck machine, is utilized fully. Because by making 35 to 40,000 parts on that machine number 1 is not going to result in the customer requirement of 30,000, because there is a constraint in the line. Very clearly put, the excess capacity as some link is of little value, since there is usually some other factor that prevents links from functioning at maximum capacity. TOC shows us the way to identify the weakest link so that we can focus on improving it. To get the maximum benefit of the system, the place where we must do our best, we must put best maintenance people, we must put best workers, we must put best oil, best spare parts. We must utilize the machine in all 24 hours, 7 days, 12 months, non-stop. In order to improve any organization's performance, it is important to identify the vital few variables. In Pareto analysis, you know vital few, and focus on them. Don't focus everywhere. That is waste. focus on vital few. And many times this vital few is only one. Most functions of an organization are interdependent. Therefore, there are very few. Perhaps only one that can be called as the weakest link. Find out what is that weakest link. And TOC helps us to find out that weakest link. It is coming in the next chapters. Find out very few weakest links, vital few variables, and focus on them. Change your paradigms to enabling paradigms. Focus the efforts on improving the weakest link. Give maximum benefit to the organization, and you will be surprised if I tell you that this improvement is limitless. Because after you focus on that weakest link, improving your performance on that weakest link, you are going to see what is the next weakest link and improve upon them. And that is a continuous process. Result, unlimited improvement in performance. And that is the beauty of this subject. Looks simple, difficult to implement also, but very clear concept that find out what is the weakest link and focus on that. Change your paradigm to enabling paradigm, improve the weakest link. There is one very famous book called The Goal from Dr. Goldratt. What is the goal? The goal implies referencing the current state against the desired future state. Today, I am able to produce 25,000. My goal will be to produce 50,000 and to capture the 100% market share. A goal implies referencing the current state against a desired future state and taking deliberate action to move in the direction of the goal. Organizations are not built for the sake of it, they are built for a purpose. Any organization is not created just like that. They have a purpose. We must judge the impact of action on overall purpose. If I take action in one place, it should not result in a loss in the other place. Every action has an impact on the overall organization's performance, and our finance department must be able to calculate the impact of the action in financial terms very clear cut on the overall performance of the organization. The goal of a for-profit organization, for example, Tata Motors, Infosys, Bosch, all these are for-profit organizations. They are not social work. They are working for profit very clearly. And what is the goal? Put in very clear terms, to make money now and to take money and to make money in the future also. To make money now as well as in the future. That is the goal. It is just not enough to define the goal. The goal needs to be achieved under certain well accepted necessary conditions. Goal and necessary conditions. Every goal has necessary conditions. TOC recognize that only the owners of a company can choose the goal. The goal of a for-profit organization is to make money now as well as in the future. The necessary conditions are, every goal has a necessary condition. The necessary conditions are to provide satisfaction to the market. If I don't satisfy my market. If I don't satisfy my customer today and tomorrow and in the future also, I don't exist. So to provide satisfaction to the market now as well as in the future, very clear necessary condition. If I don't do it, I don't earn money. I don't earn money today, I don't earn money tomorrow. I don't earn money in the future. So my goal is to make money now as well as in the future. And the necessary conditions are, one of them is to provide satisfaction to the market today, to provide satisfaction to the market in the future. Number one. Number two, necessary condition number two, to provide secure and satisfying environment to employees, because employees have to be motivated, employees have to be happy, then only the goal of making money now as well as in the future will be achieved. So what is the second necessary condition? To provide secure and satisfying environment to employees now as well as in the future. Because if they are not happy, they will create strikes, they will create problems, and then you cannot achieve your goal. So there is a goal and there are necessary conditions for achieving the goal and measurements for the goals are also important. Once the goal is identified, the next crucial need for success in achieving the goal is to identify which measurements will be used. Measurements are a direct result of chosen goal. There is no way that we can define measurements before the goal is identified.